Hello, this is Afi Pittman, founder of AuthorOfMyFaith.com, the source of encouragement for today's Christian woman and the Let's Talk About It community, a safe place for Christian women to discuss their life, relationship, and professional challenges. And welcome to my 30-day motivational audio series for Christian women entitled Breaking Away from Toxic Mindsets, Men, and Habits to Break Through to a New You. So this is day 30, you guys. It's over. This is the last day. I'm so sad. But on this last day, I want to talk about developing your relationship with God. I saved this one for last because none of what I taught you in the last 29 days will mean too much of anything if you don't develop and pursue a personal relationship with God. So how do you develop a relationship with God? Here's what I did. Start with reading the Bible daily. We talked about living life in fellowship as a Christian a few days ago. So church attendance is vital. You know, it's crucial to part of your growth and your ability to live a godly lifestyle. But just hearing the word or reading the scriptures in your pastor's sermon isn't going to help you develop your own personal relationship with God. You have to read the word daily for yourself. And what helped me with this, what helped me focus on doing that every day, was to write scriptures down with a pen and paper in a journal. And I did it at night because I just am not a morning person. I can get up in the morning, obviously. You know, active duty military people have to get up early in the morning, so I can do it. But I was more alert at night. And so I would do all of this at night. And it helped me absorb what I was reading. It helped me absorb what I was reading because it helped me really think about what I was reading. The second thing that will help you to develop your relationship with God is to spend time around godly Christians. And I think a mixture is great, meaning those who are more mature than you, those who are about where you are, and those who you are more mature than. It allows you to be mentored. It allows you to have what I would call running mates or running buddies. And then it allows you to be a mentor because as people are pouring into you, you should be pouring out. Like, you know, if you continue to fill a vessel and it's just taking and taking and taking, eventually it'll overflow and you kind of waste your resources. But if you pour into a vessel and then you pour back out, that's the best use of the vessel. So the reason why spending time around godly Christians, is that it will help you to know what true Christian fellowship is like so that you're not tempted to avoid loneliness by allowing the wrong people into your inner circle. And the wrong people are people who are not living their life or striving to live their life by the word of God. So the third thing that you can do to develop your relationship with God is to spend time with Him one-on-one daily. I have a room in my home that's dedicated to prayer. It's my prayer room. It's a little bit of a study, but it's mostly where I go all in prayer. So sometimes before or after I pray, I soak in God's presence, meaning I'll just sit still and focus my mind on Him and Him alone. And sometimes I get so still that I fall asleep. But that helps me just sit with Him and be quiet in His presence, not asking Him for anything and everything, but just being alone with Him. So again, this is the end of our 30-day journey. If you enjoyed these messages, I will have more things similar to this in the future, so stay tuned. And since you're already on the mailing list, I will make contact with you once those resources are available. In the meantime, you can visit AuthorOfMyFaith.com and check out all the resources I currently have available to you. And especially check out the blog because that's where you can also engage me in conversations about different topics as it relates to dating, relationships, and just lifestyle in general. And you can also visit e-junkie.com/author of faith to check out all the books and e-booklets that I have available to help you with the issues that we talked about during this series. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining me on this journey. And I look forward to hearing from you with all of your questions and comments and having you a part of the Let's Talk About It community in the future. So until the next time, stay encouraged and we will talk soon.